streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 83, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. Former Major League center fielder Mike Cameron drops by. He'll talk about his son, Daz, who plays for the Detroit Tigers. Also, a reporter from MLBBro.com, Malik Wright, he'll stop by. Plus, foul or fail with J.R. Gamble. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
You smell that? It's the Chicago Cubs. Unbelievably, at one point they were hotter than hot, and now they are ice cold. Going into Wednesday's game against the Phillies, the Cubs had lost 11 straight games. And Jake Arrieta, the former Cy Young Award winner and World Series hero, you remember that guy from the franchise, continues to get rocked. He was hit hard again in the game Tuesday night that gave them 11 losses in a row. He gave up a grand slam just 10 pitches into the game and was knocked out after allowing 7 runs in 1 2/3 innings of work. So, another tough day at the office. But the Cubs are as bad as it gets. Who would have thought that this team would lose 11 games in a row, especially as well as they played earlier in the season. But they are in a funk and need to get out of it. It is their longest losing streak since 2012. So you're talking about almost a decade, 9 years. The Cubs just haven't been this bad, but they are bad right now and stinking up the joint.
Number two.
C.C. Sabathia, the former Yankee ace, has a new book that's coming out, and there were some excerpts of the book that were leaked out on theundefeated.com. C.C. Sabathia talking about the pressure black athletes face to play baseball the white way. And there's some interesting pieces in that that we need to look at when C.C. Sabathia's book does come out. But here's a little sample of what C.C. wrote. Quote, "People call that kind of thing old school baseball. They mean it as a compliment, and I appreciate it. Those same people complain about guys doing bat flips after hitting a big home run. Bat flips don't bother me. You beat me. Fine. Celebrate. You're worried about the guy flipping his bat? Worry about throwing a better blanking pitch. If you don't want to see someone pimp a home run, don't give it up." End quote. CC talking about the differences, the clashes between players who play with a little flavor and flair. So he's going to dive into this in this new book that's coming out. It sounds like it's going to be fire. So CC Sabathia, not holding back, talking about the game that he played for a long time and had a lot of success.
Number three.
Things keep getting worse for suspended pitcher Trevor Bauer from the Dodgers, who's on administrative leave with pay. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced on Wednesday that they have canceled Trevor Bauer bobblehead night that was scheduled for August 19th, and they've removed all his merchandise from the team and online store. So the Dodgers are deciding that as the investigation continues into assault and some other charges, that, you know, they're going to let Major League Baseball do its investigation, and the Pasadena Police Department here in California continue to do its investigations. And Trevor Bauer will be on the sidelines until this thing is kind of figured out and they can figure where they're going. So this situation has really taken a turn for Trevor Bauer and the Dodgers.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast former Major League center fielder Mike Cameron, who, of course, once hit four home runs in a game back in 2002. Nobody will forget that. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to the podcast.
I'm good, Rob. How's everything, man? And I appreciate it. I appreciate it because, you know, I'm one of the, I guess I'm one of 16 guys. No, maybe a little bit more. I don't know how many guys it is now. There have been a few after me, but I am a proud, the 13th member to be able to hit four home runs in a game.
No doubt about it, in your 16-year career in the big leagues. Let's do this first. The news out front is just the whole goo gate and pitchers, you know, juicing up the ball with substances and whatnot. And we saw a swing of balance that was in favor of the pitchers. And nowadays, Mike, with guys just striking out a lot, batting averages at an all-time low. How much of that was going on, and how much did you know when you played that pitchers were loading the balls up?
Well, you know, I guess me coming into the mid-90s, you know, I had a lot of really, there were, at that particular time, there were a lot of older guys that were still pitching. And, you know, it wasn't like they used a special substance. I think it was the fact that they all used something to actually be able to get some grip. I even did that because the balls were so slick. But I just think that they have taken it through technology and other aspects and taken it and running with it. And so that's kind of been the thing now. These guys are really using it to be able to do more or increase whatever they've been doing. But I think the one biggest thing is, Rob, that no one has addressed the elephant in the room it's the hitting profile that has changed, where guys are on it, and it's obviously promoted the most, is everyone just go for the down
right.
on every single swing. And that is not baseball. That's home run derby. Or, you know, whatever it may be. You know, I've seen some prolific teams hit homers before, but they were well-rounded, well-balanced and well-rounded, i.e. the old Texas Rangers when Alex Rodriguez and those guys were there, i.e. the Oakland Athletics. You can go on from there to the Cleveland Indians. So there's been some teams that can actually kill you with the long ball. But what's taking place now is just – you know, we're banishing parts of the game now that people don't seem or to think that it's being worthy now, which I don't understand, because when you're playing baseball, you use every piece of, every aspect of your game in order to try to help win ball games. And I think it's been shined away now a whole lot.
No doubt. I'm with you. Guys who strike out as much as they do would have been sent down to the minor leagues years ago, and nobody even bats an eye. It's amazing, Mike. Let me ask you about your son, Daz, who is a center fielder for the Detroit Tigers and is off to a good start. I know he just got injured with a big toe, is on the injured list for 10 days. But when did you know he had a chance to make it to the major leagues? Because when I was in Detroit covering Cecil Fielder and his son was in Little League, he was telling me, like, my kid can play, man. He's hitting home runs. I think he's going to make it to the big leagues. And I was like, this is just like a proud dad bragging about his kid. You know, I really didn't know Prince was going to be that good. When did you know Daz was going to make it to the big leagues?
To be honest with you, Rob, you just don't know. You just know that I know that he was really good at a young age, but, you know, big league baseball, it's a part of it is like skill, and then part of it is luck. Part of it is probably just opportunity at the most. But he's been around the game, especially from the age 13s on up, you know, travel with me solo sometimes, learn the ins and outs. And I always said that he probably would be more comfortable in the big leagues than he would be going down to the minor leagues, because that's what he knows. And, so, you know, to see his skill set kind of come into fruition the way it has, and to put it together and have an opportunity to play in the big leagues, I mean, it is about as special in itself to be able to do it, because he's not like, you know, like a Vladimir Guerrero or whatever, you know, what right. may have you, some of these prime young superstars or whatever it may be. He is a... He's a growing.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A professional trying to become a Major League Baseball player, and sometimes it's not as easy as it is for other guys. And, you know, with part of his process has been, learning how to deal with struggles. And really some part of him, but it has been the injury bug.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our guest is Mike Cameron, former center fielder in the major leagues, played for a number of teams, and his son Daz is now with the Detroit Tigers. And he debuted on June 10th, but the following night, talk about your first major league home run, a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game and send it into extra innings. How proud were you of that moment?
Those moments right there, man, are so special because I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like, you know, for him to have that opportunity and to actually have some success at a moment that most people don't think that, you know, guys are ready for or whatever it may be. And so just the fact that he got an opportunity to do that, man, and to help his team win a ball game, in itself, it builds confidence in the player. And obviously, you know, the only thing I can tell him is, like, how proud of him, because I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. And I'm happy that he had some successful moments. But obviously, the bigger picture of this process is it's growth and getting the opportunity to grow in the game to find out if you can become that everyday player that your skill set says that you have. So, you know, I'm so happy for him that he's getting an opportunity now. I'm happy that, you know, he hit his first homer. It's basically, to put your team up, against one of the best closers in the league. So I know it builds a lot of confidence in you and to understand the skill set. And for him to do it oppo in Detroit, that says a lot about, you know, the ability that you have with the bat.
No doubt about it. His name is Mike Cameron, the former Major League center fielder. Mike, man, we appreciate you on the podcast. Best of luck to your son in his baseball career. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Rob.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
All-star rosters were announced this past week, and is it any surprise that Shohei Ohtani made headlines again? He became the first player in MLB history to get voted into the game as both a pitcher and a hitter. Oh, and he'll be competing in the Home Run Derby in Denver as well. Just absurd stuff. 34 first-time All-Stars as of the reserves announcement this past Sunday pushes the total number of All-Stars in MLB history to 1,902, making Shohei's achievement even more amazing, in my opinion. Even though there are only two rookies currently on the roster, youth is definitely served, as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at 22 became the youngest player to be the league's leading vote-getter by the fans, and the youngest to start at first base since George Boomer Scott back in 1966. In the other league, Fernando Tatis Jr., also 22, hit his 27th home run on Monday night, pushing his at-bat per home run ratio to a tick over 9. That is the lowest by any NL player since some guy named Barry Bonds back in 2004. He'll get his first start on Tuesday at Coors. On the other end, the Yankees' Aroldis Chapman has an ERA over 22. Yes, 22 in his last 9 outings, pushing his season ERA to 4.71. That's the highest by any All-Star pitcher in 15 years. Even with Chapman's slide, baseball's best will be fully on display in Denver next week.
Taijuan Walker of the Mets didn't make the All-Star team despite basically carrying the pitching staff this season, especially as Jacob deGrom has missed some starts with nagging injuries. Walker kept the Mets in first place in the National League East with dominant performances in which he had gone deep in the games. JR, is it foul or fair to say that Walker was a clear All-Star snub in 2021?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm not one to complain about All-Star snubs because every year there's someone who gets left off that is probably more worthy than someone who was put on, usually from a very bad team, just to satisfy this ridiculous rule that everyone must be represented. But Taijuan Walker of the Mets has clearly been a top 5 pitcher, probably in baseball this season. In addition to that, he's been the Mets' most consistent and available pitcher, as Jacob deGrom has been in and out with injuries and missed some starts. The Mets didn't miss a beat because of Walker, who is currently top 10 in ERA and wins for a team that has been offensively inept. So we have seen with each of his starts, if you have eyes, that he has been pitching under pressure and coming through every time. And he's a workhorse, going 7 innings often. And he's been a big reason as anybody, even DeGrom, who can't get past 5 innings, that the Mets are in first place. It's almost a disgrace that Walker has been overlooked, especially considering he's an MLB bro and black pitchers are as rare as an MLB game where no one strikes out. There's so many young kids of color who are pitching in AAU right now who would be so inspired to see him on the mound for the Midsummer's Classic. And boy, does Taijuan Walker deserve it. The other pitchers selected have decent numbers as well. But we all know that Walker, along with his partner Marcus Stroman, have been the saving grace for the first place Mets. And it's sad that his heroics are being overlooked. Ain't no way he doesn't make it. It just ain't right.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Yeah.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's trasher is Devoury Nesby Sr., better known as Bright on Twitter, and he tweeted at me this: at the Chicago Cubs, they are the bootiest of the booty. Wow. Yes, if you want your tweet to make it on the podcast, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at RobParkerFS1.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast a content reporter for MLBBro.com, Malik Wright, who's in Arlington, Texas, and covers a lot of baseball down that way. And the All-Star game is coming up, Malik, next week in Denver at Coors Field. But the big thing Monday is the Home Run Derby. And we found out that Juan Soto from the Nationals has joined the Derby mix and Joey Gallo from the Rangers. Well, what do you know about Joey jumping into this?
Man, Joey's one. And first off, how you doing, Rob? Joey's one of the best power hitters in the game. We've known it since 2016 down here in Texas. We've seen him hit shots, hit balls in places that nobody in Rangers history has ever put him. Earlier today, in today's game, he went deep twice while they announced that he was going in the Derby. I think he's very underrated, and he's entering this contest today. He's instantly the favorite after entering. He's great.
Better than Ohtani, who leads the major leagues with 31 home runs. So you're going with the hometown guy instead of the best two-way player we've seen since Babe Ruth?
Now, look, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Ohtani shut me up, which he has done all season. I had no expectation for Ohtani to be the best player in baseball, to put up these MVP numbers that he is. I mean, he's became the face of the game. So if he is able to win this Home Run Derby, I think he just adds to that mantra that he is what they've been calling him lately. I mean, the numbers he's been putting up is crazy. It's going to be nice to see a superstar in that game, and I hope he's successful in it.
Speaking of that, you got the Derby or the All-Star game. Which is your favorite? Some people love the Home Run Derby. I've seen some great ones over the last couple of years. I remember the Judge comeback in Miami, a couple others where guys have just gone off hitting home runs. It ain't as easy as it looks. Or are you an All-Star game guy? The baseball All-Star game to me is still the best All-Star game of all. Which one do you like and why?
Yeah, and I like the new format that they've used recently with the Derby, where it's sort of the tournament bracket style. I feel like it's moved it by quicker, and it's made it a lot more interesting for the fans. But I more so enjoy the game. I enjoy seeing the best hitter in the league face the best pitcher that you don't see matchups in the regular season. You don't get to see Mike Trout face off against Yu Darvish of the San Diego Padres, or Joey Gallo get to go against people from the Marlins. We get to see Acuña next to Trout. It's nice to see all that talent next to each other and getting to compete. So I like the game more than the actual Derby.
Our guest is Malik Wright. He is a content reporter for MLBBro.com. And baseball made a big decision. I just said the All-Star game is going to be at Coors Field in Denver. But baseball moved the All-Star game. It originally was supposed to be in Atlanta. Some voter suppression rules and laws that went into effect. Baseball decided to pull the game. Where are you on this? Did baseball make the right decision?
I definitely think baseball did make the right decision.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
They're trying to bring a different audience to the game. So I think by moving it from Atlanta, they showed that they showed support towards that audience that they're trying to reach. Now the place that they picked, Denver, Colorado, I know you're going to the game next week, Rob. It's going to be a show. We're going to get to see a home run derby in the best hitter's park in all of baseball. And then we get to see the game the next day in the same park. I think we're going to get the same. We might get a deeper home run in the game than we get in the actual derby. So I'm actually glad that they decided to move it to Colorado. It's a beautiful city at that. Downtown's a beautiful place.
Last thing, you wrote a story on MLBBro.com about the black players who were snubbed from the All-Star game. Who was the biggest player who got snubbed and will not be in Denver?
If you put a gun to my head and make me choose one, I'm going to say J.P. Crawford, and here's why. He has a 1.4 defensive WAR, defensive run save. That's the highest by far between any position in all of baseball. So he's getting it done there. At the plate, .289 batting average and nearly has 30 RBIs. He's been the most consistent player on a Mariners team that they had Kyle Lewis last year's Rookie of the Year. We weren't expecting JP to bring the offense, but with Lewis going down and the Mariners dealing with a slew of other injuries, he's played in 84 of 85 games. I just think he should have been their representative. I also think that Byron Buxton could have got a few more votes. Even though he's injured, we also had Mike Trout, who was injured. Buxton's played in more games than Trout, and his numbers are better than Trout. But ultimately, I think J.P. Crawford should be in Denver.
All right, there he is, Malik Wright. Follow his stuff on MLBBro.com. Thanks, Malik.
All right, you're welcome, Rob. Enjoy Denver next week.
Reclaim your Saturdays.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and two smiling, happy people will magically appear at your front door.
They'll be driving a clean, shiny truck.
And they'll be wearing snappy, happy uniforms.
All you have to do is point, 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 point.
And that junk will be gone, 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 gone.
Hooray! You have a Saturday.
Give us a call.
And we'll give you back your Saturdays.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL, and it ain't even close. You know why? Because coming up, the trade deadline will hit, and teams get a chance to make their teams better. It doesn't happen that often in the other sports, not in the NFL, where you make a trade midseason and you get the missing piece that you need to make a run in the playoffs. Same thing in the NBA. They have a little bit better luck with trades and getting players, but definitely not the NFL. But in Major League Baseball, you could be missing that second baseman or that leadoff hitter or that guy out of that left-handed arm out of the bullpen or whatever. And teams that fall out of contention are willing to give those players up. So you can have a team that's pretty good, but you like, man, we need a second baseman. Man, we need this. Man, we need that. And guess what? At the trade deadline, you can make it happen, make your team better, and pick up a piece that could possibly put your team over the top and give it a chance to win a World Series. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.